This is, I'm sorry, it's a bit of a long question, this one. So, have you ever initiated a program or project that enabled blind, deafblind, and low vision people to live the life they choose? If so, what were the outcomes and how might they align to the mission of the RNZF be?
Look, because I just haven't had the opportunity. The way that my role was around enabling these projects to happen through blind, low vision, and to ensure that the organisation is undertaking projects that are meeting the needs of this community. Firstly, it's about what defining what the problem is, and then actually scoping out what the possible solutions are, and then actually executing those. When you say it sounds quite easy, but actually in practice it's difficult. So as a board member, my role is to support the management, or might be other groups that are partnering with blind, low vision in this area. But yeah, it's firstly capturing what are exactly the issues and the problems are, then actually working through a solution. So thank you.
Thanks very much. Over to you, Ron. I can repeat the question if you want.
No, I think I've got it. Thanks, Nicola. Look, there's two parts to this answer. One is what have I done as a particular project? Well, there's a few things I could say. I mentioned earlier on about rates demands not being readable by screen readers. So we've put a project into local government to make them easier to read, especially the tables. I've sort of started a project with local government about electric buses making a noise so that they're less dangerous. I'm on the board of Consumer New Zealand, and we're going to look at having as part of the test for projects about a disability aspect to that. So those are some individual things, but really, as a board member, it's a group exercise. And so as an economist, I can look at the numbers and contribute to the discussions about that. My day job is teaching governance and strategy, so I contribute towards policy development. But it's a group exercise. It's taking part in the conversation. So in a sense, the question's a bit unfair because being a director is being part of...
15 seconds.
So I'll leave it there.
Thanks, Ron. Where am I going next? Over to you, Paul.
Okay, thank you. There's two areas that I've been passionate about. With my role on Telefriend as a musician, I didn't just provide a session of talking, but I bring my love of music to those people that haven't been able to continue doing it, and I've seen the smile in their voices come through. The other one is that it's quite current, is FPOS machines, those with touch screens. And I've got I'm trying to work on a letter out to the manufacturers of touch screens to come back to me with a plan of the actual screen itself, and look at the way of whether a template could be made that would fit over it. I know we have those that are pay wave, but not all are pay wave. And some members have had trouble where they don't want to give out their PIN. So my idea was to come up with a template that would just fit over the screen, would have cutouts for where the digital numbers are. And I'm just waiting to hear back from the FPOS companies with those kind of details that I could prep and then go on to make up
15 seconds.
Yeah, to come up with something that I see could be of value to the members for those who want to do and keep their PIN numbers secure.
Thanks, Paul. Over to you, Anne-Marie.
I completely agree with Ron's comment. One of the things I was thinking about was the collective responsibility we have as a board, but also in enabling, supporting, and at times challenging management and the proposals that management are putting up, the decisions that may have been made in an organisation that we've needed to challenge. And I do have to say, my first full year on the board there seemed to be quite a lot of challenging that needed to occur, questioning why decisions were being made, questioning why we hadn't necessarily known about the decisions that were being made. And I've never been afraid to act as an advocate and speak up and ask what the sometimes the difficult, really uncomfortable questions are. I'm also chair of the People Committee, and so I've had an opportunity through that committee with our fellow board members to talk to management and to question proposals that are being put forward in relation to staff, but staff that provide support and services to our members. On an individual basis,
15 seconds.
My involvement through my workplace and sharing with my colleagues the work that is done in this organisation and support that's provided is just one small way of demonstrating commitment.
Thanks, everyone.